Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peeris. Well, beautiful Saturday morning, and we've had lots of fun yesterday at the United Arab Emirates, where the under-19 50-over Asia Cup is now being conducted. And yesterday's games were all one-sided and high-scoring. Let me start off with the Pakistan versus Malaysian game. Pakistan have won this game by a massive margin of 297 runs. Let me dive into the scorecard. Batting first, the Pakistan under-19s made a mammoth 345 for 3 wickets. Samir Minas, 177 in 148 deliveries, 11 boundaries and 8 massive sixes. What a player he's going to be in the future for Pakistan. Ahmed Hussain, 132 in 114 deliveries, 8 boundaries, 2 massive sixes. All that Malaysia can do was to just capture 2 wickets, out of which Nagoleswaran, the opener, took 2 wickets, but he was expensive, 91 runs. Well, Malaysia was not expected to reach the target, but they were bowled out for 48, sad. Ali Reza, the seamer, 3 for 11, Muhammad Shaheem, 3 for 27, and Divyal Ali Khan, very good bowler indeed, 2 for 6. Now across to the other game, India versus United Arab Emirates. What a game that was. India batting first, 433 for 6. I tell you what, that shows what a strong batting lineup the Indians have in the under-19 as well. Surya Vanshi, just 14 plus. 171 in 95 deliveries. He is a cricketing sensation. 9 boundaries, 14 massive sixes. I think sixes are going out of fashion as far as his batting is concerned. Aaron George, 69. Vihan Malhotra, 69. Trivadi, 39. And Abhigaya, 32. So those were the main contributors in India's massive total of 433 for 6. United Arab Emirates must be given some sort of credit because they scored 199 for the loss of 7 wickets. And India have won this game by 234. Prithvi Madhu made a 50. So, I mean, it was all a one-sided game yesterday. But today, there's going to be more excitement in the United Arab Emirates because Sri Lanka will be playing against Nepal. And then we can see what type of strength that Sri Lanka does have. And also Afghanistan will play against Bangladesh. That's what's coming up today from the United Arab Emirates. The rest of the cricketing world is quiet in slumber as expected, the month of Advent. But tomorrow there's going to be excitement yet again in the United Arab Emirates because the Pakistani under-19ers will be taking on the Indian under-19ers. That's going to be pretty interesting. And of course, the Minos. Malaysia will take on the United Arab Emirates. Exciting young cricket. Look out for your talent. Keep yourself focused. That's what Lakit Peeris and I discussed short a while ago. Okay, then we also have news from Sri Lanka cricket, who are doing a sterling job. They've been very busy because lots of renovation taking place in the international venues here in Sri Lanka. But then they've put out a communique stating that the tickets for the T20 are available for sale. You can go online and check. The tickets that will be for sale are for the SSC Cricket Stadium, the RPIS, and also Palekele. Because remember, Sri Lanka has 3 venues in which the T20 World Cup, starting in February, will be hosted. Thanks once again. I hope you are enjoying the Advent season. Please walk around because Mother Nature has been very kind to us. I mean, there's a bit of bright sunshine here in Colombo. And what I can tell you is it's Advent, isn't it? So go shopping. Enjoy yourselves. Have a wonderful day as I spin a carol for your listening pleasure to keep you in the festive mood.